Syria and Iraq have reopened the key Abu Kamal al-Qaim border crossing in a sign of normalization of ties after the defeat of Daesh terrorists in both countries.
We declare today the reopening of the Abu Kamal al-Qaim border crossing, which came as a result of the victory of both Syrian and Iraqi people against the terrorist organizations on top of the Daesh terrorists.
This border crossing point will contribute to developing and enhancing the economic relations between the two countries.
The checkpoint was closed for 5 years as Iraq and Syria fought Daesh terrorists. The border crossing would reportedly be open for both travel and trade. The area was early open for government and military traffic. The crossing lies along a strategic supply route. The liberation of the Iraqi town of Al-Qaim in November 2017 marked the end of Daesh terrorists in the country. Al-Abu Kamal was also a Daesh stronghold before its liberation. Not time now to discuss this a little bit and shed some more light on it. We'll have John Stepling, author and commentator from Enjoy Norway, and Jim W. Dean, a managing editor of Veterans Today, who's joining us from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Good to have you, both gentlemen. Let's go to John first. John, how is this going to benefit both Arab neighbors and countries, Iraq and Syria? You know, Syria is just still fighting the last remnants of Daesh terrorists, and Iraq too, and now the border is being opened after 5 years.
It certainly has symbolic importance. It has practical importance too. The U.S. has been at war with Syria. I think what Stephen Gowan's called the long war against Syria, and the idea was to, you know, long ago have gotten rid of Assad, and he's been demonized in the Western press. Even many on the left have called him a dictator and a tyrant and so on. But he's still there, and he's more popular than ever, and the Syrian people have shown extraordinary resiliency and courage, really. And here's the Iraqis on the other side, people that, you know, suffered through U.S. sanctions and war, famously, you know, however 500,000 children, I forget the number, died from those sanctions. Madeleine Albright, the Secretary of State, declared on 60 Minutes it was worth it.
Right.
The point being that the U.S. has inflicted enormous suffering on both these countries for a great many years, and they're still there. And the U.S. is you know, has met with a lot of frustration and defeat recently in Yemen, Venezuela, and now Syria again. But it should be noted that you know, the under sort of Kurdish army control, the U.S. still occupies a third of the country, and it's the third that has all the oil. So
right.
It may be that the U.S. is, you know, quite happy with the status quo, actually.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the U.S., Jim, whatever the regional issues we're talking about, there's something about a U.S. also ended a footprint of something. A U.S. just didn't allow Jordan to have relations with Syria. Well, let's just sit idle by and see Arab countries and other countries like Iran and its neighbors have good neighborly ties with one another, or are going to threaten Iraq also?
Well, we're going to have to see if some of the Arab countries follow through with moving more of their embassies to Damascus, and really start helping the country rebuild. Some of the refugee flow back to the country has been slowed down because people don't really have homes. They certainly are not going to go from a refugee camp and buy with their savings that they've been hiding all these years to help build a home. So they're going to need help from the region, which we don't really see coming because there's so much conflict going on in other places. But I have two big concerns with the crossing. It's wonderful that it is open because trade helps create the jobs that in commerce that are going to need to provide livelihoods for people who want to work. But this crossing also is, we haven't heard very much about what its air defenses can be because the Israelis have shown that they're not happy with it. The Iranians have been building a base there in terms of logistic support. Also has an interest in guarding supplies that they have coming in to assist the Syrian government. So we have to see, well, what are the air defenses going to be? We heard something about one of the Iranian air defense missile systems being shipped in. And then we have the other very difficult aspect is how are they going to guarantee the security of the roads that these trucks are going to be taking, which are going through the Homs area and some of these wide open areas, that they still have rogue ISIS units still there. These could be set up. We could be seeing IED attacks on these this commercial traffic, which would really hurt it. And also the Syrian army does not want to tie up a huge number of troops having the guide guard the roadways on this. So we're going to have to see whether they're going to have a very large drone force, what the Russians may be able to help them. But security, opening the crossing is one thing, but defending it from Israeli attacks and ambush attacks on ISIS are two still very major problems.
Exactly. And just a few minutes ago, we talked about Israeli Prime Minister also not denying the fact that they were responsible regarding that attack on PMU in Iraq. Okay, thank you for your comments. John Stippling, author and commentator from Inderoy, and Jim W. Dean, managing editor of Veterans Today from Grand Rapids. And that's the end of this news review. Thank you for watching.